Hi, and welcome to Feasting on the Word for February the 9th, I believe it is. Sometimes I do record these things in advance, but it should be February the 9th when you're listening to this. Feasting on the Word is a discipline that goes far back in Christian history as a way to simply meditate and ponder on God's Word. While there is benefit to having conversation and discussion over Scripture, sometimes we need to allow that Scripture simply to speak on its own. And the discipline of Lectio Divina, or Feasting on the Word, is exactly that, to take a small passage of Scripture and intentionally hear that passage multiple times to allow it to really nourish us and encourage us and feed our souls. So in our discipline, we read through the same small passage of Scripture four times using four different translations of the same passage, with a period of a minute of silence following the first, a minute of silence following the second, a longer period of silence of 3 minutes following the third reading, and then concluding the discipline by one final reading. That longer period of silence is intended as an opportunity for us to turn to God with our prayers, having heard this word three times. I find it helpful as the Scripture is read and it makes its impressions upon me to have something to write on and something to write with nearby so that I can write down those impressions. And then when it comes around to that prayer time, I'm capable then of referring back to those as a basis for my prayers. And you might find that helpful as well. So let us then get into our discipline this week of feasting on the Word. And our passage this week comes to us from the Gospel of Matthew. This is the fifth chapter, verses 3 through 12, beginning with the New Revised Standard Version. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Our second reading of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 3 through 12, from the Message translation. You're blessed when you're at the end of your rope. With less of you, there is more of God and His rule. You're blessed when you feel you've lost what is most dear to you. Only then can you be embraced by the one most dear to you. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are, no more, no less. That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought. You're blessed when you've worked up a good appetite for God. He's food and drink and the best meal you'll ever eat. You're blessed when you care. At the moment of being careful, you'll find yourselves cared for. You're blessed when you get your inside world, your mind and heart, put right. Then you can see God in the outside world. You're blessed when you can show people how to cooperate instead of compete or fight. That's when you discover who you really are and your place in God's family. You're blessed when your commitment to God provokes persecution. The persecution drives you even deeper into God's kingdom. Not only that, count yourselves blessed every time people put you down or throw you out or speak lies about you to discredit me. What it means is that the truth is too close for comfort and they are uncomfortable. You can be glad when that happens. Give a cheer even, for though they don't like it, I do. And all heaven applauds, and know that you are in good company. My prophets and witnesses have always gotten into this kind of trouble. Our third reading of Matthew 5, verses 3 through 12 from the Living Bible. And just remember, the longer period of 3 minutes of silence for prayer follows this. Humble men are very fortunate, he told them, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Those who mourn are fortunate, for they shall be comforted. The meek and lowly are fortunate, for the whole wide world belongs to them. Happy are those who long to be just and good, for they shall be completely satisfied. Happy are the kind and merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Happy are those whose hearts are pure, for they shall see God. Happy are those who strive for peace, they shall be called the sons of God. Happy are those who are persecuted because they are good, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. When you are reviled and persecuted and lied about because you are my followers, wonderful. Be happy about it. Be very glad, for a tremendous reward awaits you up in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted too. Our fourth and final reading of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 3 through 12 from the New International Version. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.